Philadelphia's next for Simon Reed.
Good morning. Yes, hi. Yes, with the past trial that has taken place with the first World Trade Center bombing, isn't it true that a lot of the information that came forward, which was not really released to the public, but people that did sit in on the trial found out that the Al-Qaeda Refugee Center in Brooklyn, New York, was basically a CIA front that that they were using this Al-Qaeda Refugee Center to launder drug money from the heroin that was made from Afghanistan to fund and recruit for the Mujahideen amongst Arab Americans in New York City, to which they were also setting up these various people in apartments in Brooklyn. And the prosecution of the case held up a manual that was provided to the Mujahideen that they were recruiting for here in the U.S., and it had recipes for bomb making and so forth. And it was remarkably similar to the terrorist handbook that was handed out to the Contras in Central America.
Yeah, no, I, there's elements that are absolutely correct. I mean, I'm not entirely sure that the link with the heroin has ever been proven, but certainly these were very murky times. The CIA and other Western intelligence agencies were desperate to recruit people to fight against the Soviets in Afghanistan.